Has the HPV vaccine already eliminated cervical cancer deaths in a generation of young women? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A remarkable new study published in The Lancet is providing the strongest evidence yet that the HPV vaccination is saving lives. Researchers analyzed national cervical cancer mortality data from England following the introduction of the country's HPV vaccination program in 2008. The vaccine was initially offered to girls aged 12 to 13, with vaccination rates approaching 90% in many cohorts. Investigators found that between 2020 and 2024, there were no recorded cervical cancer deaths among women aged 20 to 24 who had been vaccinated at ages 12 to 13. Based on historical mortality rates, researchers estimate that more than 20 deaths would have been expected in this population. The study also found substantial reductions in cervical cancer deaths among older vaccinated age groups, and it is estimated that nearly 200 cervical cancer deaths have been already prevented since the program began. Experts say these findings provide the first robust national-level evidence that HPV vaccination not only prevents HPV infection and cervical cancer, but also prevents death from the disease. Researchers note that maintaining high vaccination rates will be critical as global public health efforts continue toward the WHO's goal of eliminating cervical cancer as a public health problem. In our next story, a new phase 3 trial suggests that tezepelumab may help patients with severe asthma reduce their dependence on chronic oral corticosteroids. The SUNRISE study evaluated adults with severe asthma who required long-term maintenance oral corticosteroid therapy despite receiving high-dose inhaled treatments. Investigators found that patients receiving tezepelumab were significantly more likely to achieve meaningful reductions in daily corticosteroid use while maintaining asthma control compared with those receiving placebo. The study also demonstrated fewer asthma exacerbations and improvements in lung function and symptom control. Experts note that long-term oral corticosteroid use remains associated with substantial risks, including diabetes, osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, weight gain, and infection. Researchers say that the findings strengthen the case for biologic therapies that can reduce steroid exposure while maintaining disease control in patients with severe asthma. And finally, a major study published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that cefazolin may be a safer first-line treatment option for methicillin-susceptible Staph aureus, or MSSA, bacteremia. The international SNAP trial compared cefazolin with standard anti-staphylococcal penicillins, including flufloxacillin and cloxacillin. Investigators found cefazolin was non-inferior with respect to 90-day mortality, meaning patients' survival outcomes were comparable between treatment groups. Importantly, cefazolin was associated with fewer kidney-related adverse events. Experts say the findings could influence treatment decisions for one of the most serious bloodstream infections encountered in clinical practice. The results also support ongoing antimicrobial stewardship efforts aiming at selecting effective therapies while minimizing treatment-related toxicities. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.